Bob Stewart's joining me, the administrator of the Central Darling Shire, and we're talking about the Wilcannia Weir. Top of the morning to you there, Bob. How are you, mate?
Good, very good morning. A little bit cold here, but great morning.
Yes, oh yes, and I love these days, these beautiful fine days. All right, now we're talking about the Wilcannia Weir. Now, recently, obviously, Rose Jackson, the minister, was out your way, and you've sent her a letter. So could you just give us a bit of an outline about what you've actually addressed with her?
Look, Minister Jackson visited Wilcannia and conducted a learning session down at the park in Wilcannia and met with the local community, and then subsequently came to the council chambers and met with council and a number of concerned residents and groups representing the Wilcannia community. Now, what the community is saying is that the original weir design that was agreed to by the community after extensive consultation is the ones that is the weir that they want, particularly the fish passageway, the gates. It will secure water security for Wilcannia in times of little or no flow, particularly when we have drought, which is quite common out in our area. And what the community is concerned about, the original design provided extensive environmental and social benefits. And apparently what we're hearing is the new EIS will not consider those, and the community argued very strongly that these are important benefits and they need to be addressed in any decision-making. Now, one of the original comments that was made when the weir was rejected by water was it was rejected by fisheries. Now, that is not the case. They certainly raised a number of issues that we believe should be addressed and not be dismissed until they've been explored thoroughly. And that may mean looking at minor engineering or adjustments to river operational management solutions. They need to be explored and shouldn't be just rejected now. And they have to be explored and communicated with our community.
That's right. They're definitely not. The community has spoken. Of course, the original plan, they wanted to actually shorten the height of the weir, and that caused, well, as far as local residents are concerned, that's going to cause a lot of problems if that was to go ahead, really. How do you think the minister's going to... how was she when you met up with her? Did she seem receptive?
Look, the minister did seem receptive and took on board, I believe, the issues raised by the community. And the community asked that the EIS process be put on hold, not stopped, only paused for a short period of time until those issues I talked about, and which you correctly raised, is one of the major issues is the height of the weir. The original weir was 5 metres high, 5 kilometres downstream. The new weir, the design they're proposing, is only 4. And the community is very adamant that it needs to be 5 metres. Now, during this pause period, what suggested that the investigations can be ongoing, and that includes the new proposed bore field for a secondary supply, and that those community consultations can occur during that time period of pause. Look, and the real tragedy here is the Wilcannia Weir project has been discussed for the past 40 years, and we've had funding commitments by federal and state governments in 2019, and the community expectation is that this weir will be built, and it will be built to the agreed design by the community. Now, hopefully the minister in this pause period can seek advice and address the issues that have been raised by the government agencies on the proposed original weir design.
Okay. You haven't received it's probably a little early for you to receive a response from the minister?
Oh, look, yes, too early at this stage. The letter only went on the 26th of June. As you know, government tends to move rather slowly. We've been waiting 40 years. We're prepared to wait a few more weeks.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be the way it shapes up. Hopefully it doesn't take much longer because, as you pointed out, projects like this can go on and on and on and on if something, you know, you don't get on top of it, basically. So, Bob, thank you very much for your time today. We do appreciate it, and no doubt in the very near future we'll be talking with you again.
Thank you. And let's hopefully it's with a weir that the community wants and one that they will accept. And we're happy to work with the Minister to achieve that.
Yes, absolutely. Good stuff. Thanks again for your time, Bob. Central Darling Shire Administrator, Bob Stewart. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Outback Radio, 2WEB.